Good evening. This is Terry Moore, KI0RE, in Colorado. And this is the NLA Hams Net. We held it every week at this time, about 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And we welcome anybody here. I will cover a few things first. And if anybody wants to speak, please give me your name. If you have a call sign, give me your call sign. And then your name and your state, and we'll give you the floor. We conduct this network, though it's not a net, it's more of a conference call. We conduct it as if it was a real hams network. So only one person talking at a time. I step on people sometimes because I get anxious to talk again. So my apologies aforehand to everyone out there. One of the things I wanted to talk about tonight were two things. We need to get going, and if we're going to do a big ham net, a real net on HF, then we need to get people who are ready to do that. And we used to have some hands. If I look back to my August and September check-ins, I have some hams in there who are looking for the date and the time and the frequency of a ham NLA hams net. So they were ready. We weren't. They knew that we had a ways to go, so they went on doing other things. Well, I think they're still there, and if we announce that we were going to have a net next week at such and such time, such and such frequency, they'd be right on it. That's what I want to do. That's the goal, one of the goals. Of course, supporting your committee of safety or committee of correspondence is the primary goal. But if you look at that communications plan, there are four things that need to be done, and I leave it to the person to look up on the communications page and look that up because I haven't read it in a while. But I do want you to know how important it is to have you get involved. You're coming here, but the real time you need to spend is an hour working and finding things on the net. So I'm going to give you a step up tonight. There's a couple of websites, and you can all start, and we'll just start one place. So everybody get a pen and paper. I'm going to get you a call sign. Everything all right?
No, está bien. A mí no me importa que...
I couldn't understand that. So if everybody's got a pencil and a piece of paper, write down W0DK, that's Whiskey Zero Delta Kilo, and do a web search for that, either Google or like I used DuckDuckGo or anything else, and take a look at that. That is BARC, the Boulder Amateur Radio Club. Now we have this club's been around for over 50 years, well over 50 years. And if you ever heard of BART Juniors, Ellie, a retired teacher, and Rip Van Winkle, his nickname was Rip, and their real names were Van Winkle. And they had a place here in Boulder County. They remembered that club, and BART Juniors was run by them for about 20 years, 25 years, right after they retired. They needed something to do, so they started teaching ham radio to kids. Because of them, over 200 children got their ham licenses. That's unbelievable, but that's what needs to be done for the ham radio. I'm not asking everybody to do that, but if you go there, on the left, there's some ham links. On the left, there's ham links, BART Junior, Scholarship, BART Fest, Repeaters, HF Remote, Field Day, VE Team, and the Kilometer squared array. All of those are very interesting to me. And it's a little bit about the monthly meetings and where they are. And that's, you got to that. If you got to it, and if you're already looking at it, how many people are already looking at it? Just say, I am.
I am.
Great. If you got to that by going there, you got to it with four characters, W0DK. All him call signs are similar. Now, if you click on the ham links on the left-hand side, there's the LRRL link and the Boulder County Radio Emergency Service. My cane got tangled today. Colorado Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, Colorado Amateur Radio page. These are all the things, and there's about, 15 there and more. As a matter of fact, down at the bottom, one of the people, Frank Harris, K0IYE, and that call sign is unique to the world. You can look up Frank Harris, K0IYE. He wrote a book called Crystal Sets the Sideband. The kind of a history there. It says this book is a great guide to learn how to homebrew your ham radio station. And, you know, that's a good thing to know. Edge of Space Sciences is right below that. They send up balloons. If you've ever heard of Dr. Zubrin, he plotted a way for us to get to Mars. And I helped launch the EOSS balloon and track it that Edge of Space scientists gathered and put together for him. Boulder is kind of nice because if you've ever heard of NIST or NOAA, there's the Environmental Research Laboratories, the ERL, are based there, and NIST is based there. If you've ever heard of the clock tone, that you can listen to on 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 megahertz. That's coming from clocks in Fort Collins. And they are run by people that started in NIST. And the old clocks that they used to use are still there at NIST in Boulder at the National Institute of Science and Technology and the research library, at least research laboratories that they have. So Boulder is kind of unique, and that has lent itself to their club, which has been around for 60 years or so. And it, since there are a bunch of people doing that, you see things like this, like that square kilometer array is kind of interesting, and I won't go into the details on that. But there's NOAA this and NOAA that, and the magnetometer, and you can go in and see those clocks and take a tour. It's a lot of fun. But there are ham clubs. I consider BARC maybe the top of the middle. There's ham clubs that do more, and there's ham clubs that do less. And it all depends on people getting involved. So the biggest thing you can do is ARRL's find a club list at the top of that page. And it takes you to ARRL, and you can start looking on there. If you just go to ARRL.org, there's just a whole bunch of shit. What is ham radio? Get your license, join or renew. This month in QST, there's just so much there. There's a lot of information. And that kind of helps you get started. You try and find a club, and you can now, if you clicked on the ARR ham links, you can look for a club. I helped, who was it, Rick? I can't remember who it was out in California, find a club. And it was only a mile from him. And he started going there, and I haven't heard from him because I think he's working on his ham license. Don't be put off by the cost of the equipment. Don't be put off by anything else. But get in there and start talking to these people. They have a lot of information on something that you can't see. All you can do is see the effects. And when you hear a voice of someone who's completely across the state or completely across the world, It does something to you that you can communicate. And I want to encourage each of you to seek out that type of experience and make it happen for you. Okay, that's mostly what I had to go on. Do we take chickens, or anybody got a question or a comment or a suggestion or a criticism? Please give me your call sign or your just your name and your state, and we'll give you the floor. It's open now for you guys to ask questions.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Whiskey Uniform Juliet, Bruce in Sarasota. I have no questions, just listening here.
Well, thank you, Bruce. We appreciate you checking in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I had to come in.
Anybody else want to talk?
Yes, this is Greg in Florida checking in.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Okay, who else wants to check in since we're doing check-in? Go ahead.
Yeah, Mary, Pennsylvania. And if I can go ahead for a moment, how are you, Terry?
Please,
and everyone
please
else? Okay, I am getting ready to order my equipment, and I just wanted to verify with you, okay? And I guess Jan, if Jan is on. I'm getting the F8 HP dual band, the little handheld, at the NLA site. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I see. The thing is, on ham radio, you would normally unkey, and I would know that you're looking for somebody to say something. But while you're talking, you're not going to hear anybody. So we're all trying to be quiet and listen
gotcha.
To what you got to say.
Okay. I'm just asking and verifying that this is what I want to order, because they've got the two handheld units in front of me. And there's two antennas, so I just want to verify that I'm getting the right things with. I'm going to get the 8-band, the 8-watt, as opposed to the 4-watt. Is that what you would recommend? Am I correct
that
that's what was recommended?
Yeah, that's a good little radio.
Okay.
I think it's a little more expensive because it does have a little more power. But power, you need power to make things work. And I was thinking that was a tri-band. Am I remembering wrong? Jan, can you enlighten us, please?
Yes, it has an FM band as well, but it's receive only, no transmit. Okay, it has two transmit-receive bands, UHF, VHF, and then I think it's FM you can listen into as well.
Okay, does the 4-watt, I mean, is that something that we want to have, or does it really matter? FM transmission, transmittability?
No, probably not.
Okay. Okay, then if my memory serves me, the magnet automobile, if I already have one, I don't necessarily want to buy this one. Or is this specific?
It is specific. You need to have the antenna matched to the little Bofang. You have, for example, a CB antenna, it won't work with your Bofang.
Okay, golly, then I'm glad I checked before I ordered. I almost ordered it this afternoon and wasn't going to order that because I have one for a CB. So, okay, then, but I also want to get the little one. The whip, the 15-inch whip, am I correct? Do I want to get that as well?
It's kind of up to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gene.
Well, it will extend your range probably a little bit for your handheld. I bought one just for that reason.
And so did I.
It's inexpensive, and you know every little bit you get for very few dollars is worth doing.
Okay, but now am I correct that the automobile magnet antenna is what I want to use in the automobile, and the whip is what I want to use in the house or out of the house.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Unless you're magnetic and you can put the magnet antenna on top of your head, you'd have a bigger antenna.
Only when I have my chin hat on.
I want to insert a comment here. Story, antidote.
Can I ask the other two pieces and then I'll get off?
Oh, no, you'll get there. I'll give it right back to you in just a second.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry.
We laugh at this, but I went hiking with Rip Van Winkle. Now, he's in his late 70s, and he put on a helmet. And on the helmet was an antenna that stuck out the top. It was a little rubber ducky. And he coated the inside with aluminum foil so that the energy was above him and as high as he could get it, and he didn't have to hold it up. And he just had that kind of mind, and it was fun walking around with this person wearing an antenna that came out of their helmet. It was a little hard hat. So I'm sorry. Mary, it's back to you.
Sorry, I'm not real good at pushing these buttons. And okay, so he had a helmet on. What did he line the aluminum foil? The duck or the helmet?
He aligned the inside of the helmet so you couldn't see it.
Okay, gotcha. I got a little confused and I don't know why.
And that was
this is you know what? I am not a tech person at all. You put me in a kitchen with food, and I can whip up a storm. But you put me in with tech stuff, and I'm lost. Okay, there's a two-way radio. I want to get that correct. That's the one for this specific unit? It's the two-way speaker radio, the little handheld, the 112, S-112.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Jan.
Underneath the antennas, there's two more things. There's a Baofeng BF S-112 two-way radio speaker. I guess it's the little microphone that you would talk, the hand thing you talk into.
It's a microphone
speaker mic?
Push to talk on it. Is what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yeah. It's called a BFS-112.
Yes.
Two-way radio speaker.
Yes, Jan. That's the one for the 8-watt.
Right.
It'll work
It'll fit any one of the Baofengs. You do not need it. If you find it convenient to park your little Baofeng on a table or something sitting vertically, then you can use this kind of remotely a couple feet away and talk into it. It's like having a telephone on a short extension, you know.
Oh, okay. Is there a speaker button on the handheld?
Yes, there's a microphone and a speaker on a handheld, so you do not need this unless you really want it.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the other two, the ion battery and the eliminator, the battery eliminator.
Right. There is a heavy-duty battery in there somewhere. I forget how many amp hour it is. I think it's like 2,300 milliamp hours. 3,800. Okay, that's a big one. And then there is it's not really a charger. It's a substitute battery that you take your battery out and you plug it in, and then you can stick it in the other lead into your car cigarette lighter, and you can run directly off your 12-volt battery in the car. So if you want to do that, it's a way, if you're in the car and your battery goes dead, you can just slap that little doohickey in there on the back instead of the battery, plug it in, and you can run for days on a car battery practically.
Yeah, I would recommend that you use that every time you get in the car. So that when you step out of the car, then you're using your battery pack. And as soon as you get back in the car, you take that battery off, put this on, and then you're running off the car battery.
Okay. And this extender, the 3,800 mAh, are you saying that extends the life of the battery that's in the unit, or do I
want to
get an
additional?
It's
just a bigger battery. It's a bigger battery. Yeah, it's a separate bigger battery. So you still, so what I do is I charge up the extender one and, all the time, and then every once in a while I put the other one on. But when I go out and start talking, I'm talking on the big one, and then it might run out after a day or two of use without charging. And then I swap in the little one, and I know I've got to get to a charger pretty soon.
So okay, gotcha.
Use the regular back as a battery as a backup.
So this charger, the extender, actually has an extra battery in it that's a larger battery.
Right, it's a larger battery.
And you're recommending
that.
Okay, so they're the things that I do want to get, the accessories to go with that that radio.
The speaker mic,
all of these, okay.
I'm on the right page now. I'd forgotten where I was. But that speaker mic is good because what happens is, there's a speaker. Most of that area that you're seeing with the lines across it, that's a speaker. And right up in the top or somewhere on it is a tiny little hole. That's your microphone. And what you do is it allows you to hold your radio up above your head. So you get 2-3 more feet up, which maybe make the difference sometimes and maybe not. But you don't have to pull it down to listen to it. You can just listen to that speakerphone. And if you have a little earphone, lots of times you can plug it in. I don't know if that one has a plug-in port or not.
I think it comes with the earphone.
Oh, yeah, Mike, that's probably true.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, and then I can add $25 to this, Jan, and you'll program it.
I don't. Right now we have a little blitz there because I can't get a hold of our programmer for 2 weeks, so I'm not sure. I know he is doing a major illness thing, and I'm not sure whether he's back in the hospital or whatnot. But yes, in theory, that will work. And if we find that he is hospitalized, then we'll have to get somebody else to program him. So it might take a little bit longer if you want to program.
Okay.
But I'm sure we can get it done, yeah.
I'm sorry. And there's also a program software. Do I want that or I don't want it? Is that something I have to have or not?
No, you know, it's nothing you have to have. If you're going to have it programmed for you, they will set it all up with about 15 channels for you to use. And there is an instruction book that comes with the Bofang that you can use to add a channel. I know you don't like playing on the computer, so I doubt that you would ever use it, you know, unless you have a
I don't mind playing. I just screw everything up. That's all.
Right. That's the problem.
Truthfully, and it doesn't matter how many years or who shows me what, this isn't my thing. I try and I do what I know what my challenges are, and I know what my limitations are, and I've got to stop there. Okay, so I don't need to get that program then. Unless, is this something that could get wiped out? And let's say I didn't have the ability to communicate with anybody. Is this something that I would have to have for this unit in order for it to get programmed again?
You just have the capability to program it. You don't have to use anything but your instruction manual and your finger to program the radio.
Okay, thank you. That I understood that. I don't know if it was as clear as a bell. So
but it's
thank
tedious.
You. Well, that's why I'm more than willing to pay to have it programmed for me.
Good idea.
And
secondary to that, get with a ham club and have them show you how to program it. They know a lot of ways to do things that are a little bit easier. And it might help you. It just all depends.
Okay. That sounds wonderful to me. I'm not opposed. And Jan, I'm not upset that it's going to be delayed because I really haven't done anything in learning or preparing. So
okay.
I've just had to juggle money and pick my times. And
right.
So now I'm going to do this, and I wanted to make sure on what I needed to get, what the most effective things are for me to have. Because there just isn't a whole lot of good stuff and cooperation in this area. This is really very strange here. I am quite disturbed. Not going to say any more than that, other than before I sign off, a very Merry Christmas and Happy Healthy New Year to everyone. Please stay well, stay safe, and enjoy your holidays with your families. Okay?
And I'm thank you, ma'am.
I'll be staying on, but I'm going to mute me. So
okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Okay, who else wants to check in or talk?
Thank you all.
Neck control, this is Kilo Whiskey 4 X-Ray Golf. I kind of slept through the beginning, so I'm glad I got on. Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you, Mary, and everybody, too. Over.
Well, thank you, Wonder Ann. And do you have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Well, I was looking into... I haven't gotten on the site. I keep forgetting to do that. But I like what Mary was talking about by going through each piece. And your suggestion, I have a hard hat downstairs. It would be brilliant to be able to do that. But what are we... Since I'm shrinking downward, you know, the brick works. I'm shrinking downward. I can wear a towel. Antenna now. Well, before I couldn't have come through a doorway. But I was wondering, what is the cost of what Mary was actually asking about? What are we talking? And because I have to fund it.
If you look up on the NLA store, the ham equipment is about halfway down. And the antenna was $44, and the another type of antenna that plugs in that's a little longer is only $17. The Bofang BFS-112 two-way radio speaker mic is $13. The battery eliminator is $19. So they really nickel and dime you.
Yeah, that's great. I have a friend who did the first test, and she's a first responder, but she was wanting to know also how much it would cost. Can I send her a link to go on there and order it, or does she have to order it through me to get it?
No. Anybody can go on the website that's a member and order it. I'm not even sure. Well, I'm not sure that it shows up if you're not a member, but I kind of think it does. I don't think we restrict anybody from ordering things from the store.
Yeah, she's not a member at this time. Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in. In fact, I didn't even log in. I went to the home page, and the radio was there. I clicked on that, and it brought me to another page that have all of the items, I guess, in the NLA store. And they have... the two handheld units and all of the little additions, what did I call it?
Accessories?
Thank you. The accessories are all in the two blocks next to it. The prices under it, I didn't even click on any descriptions. I assume that they gives you one. But as long as I'm on, Jan, is there, to your knowledge, if I click on the radio, is there... something that would allow me to order everything, or do I have to order each thing individually?
You have to order each piece, I believe.
Okay, and I'm going to use my son's debit card.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come up under his name, under my husband's name, I think. What is it? Mark. It'll come up under Mark. They're both the same. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And then do I just add an additional 25 and... is that understood?
Yes, there's a place where you check a box, I think, when you order it, if you want the programming.
Okay. And is that done? Yes, program, I see. So when I order the handheld unit, which is the whole thing collectively, Wonder Ann, is roughly $150 with another $25. And when I clicked on just now the little handheld, it dropped pre-programmed, select yes program or no do not. Under the yes, it has plus $25. So this is all laid out for us.
Yep.
So, and I can just say that I know that other people are, there are places you can get it cheaper, but anything that's ordered here, a kickback goes into the NLA to help support it. So that's why I tell people to come here to do stuff. Anybody that comes on that is willing to help support it, it's supporting the country, that's all. So, okay,
great.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I
that
just,
answered all my questions. Thanks. Sorry.
I just logged out and then came back in, and I was able to go right to the store. So whoever wants to should be able to order directly from the store without becoming a member or without signing in.
Excellent. Thank you. I will tell her that because she is a first responder and she does need this equipment. So that's cool. I'll get her on it.
Okay. Anybody else want to check in? Okay. Our numbers seem to be dwindling. The way
it's Christmas.
That's the way that it's going to work is if we start getting other people involved and talking to the hams, talking to the clubs, and getting them to consider helping out with their committees of safety. You got to have a committee of safety if you're going to be a communicator for it. So this is preparation for that. So I encourage everybody to get in touch with their hams, continue their education, and to get some equipment and get started so that you know what you're up against. Because this there is a learning curve. It takes time.
That's for sure. And it is fun. That's the main thing. Everybody is so, the ham people that have already been hams for years are really patient because I got to tell you, with my doing it on Thursday as being net control, I missed Monday. I think I slept through Monday. But I practice listening to how they say things, but what the guy told me on Thursday, two Thursdays ago, for tomorrow, back to Thursdays, a headset. You can hear them better and clearer with the headset on.
With the headset on or off?
With the headset on, plugged into your unit. So that you can hear them saying their phonetic sounds. I was doing it just from the speaker, and if I got static, I didn't hear anything. And if they spoke really low, I couldn't hear. So, but with the headset on, and it's not, it was a very inexpensive headset, and I'm able to hear better.
I agree.
Much easier.
I agree very wholeheartedly. It does make a difference, and it goes right to you. One thing about the speaker mic is that I can hold it over so everybody in a group, in a small group, can hear it. All I got to do is pull the earphone cord out of the bottom, and then everybody can hear it. And you don't have to pull the whole thing up. So that's why I like speaker mic. And, you're right. Having it on your ear, when you need privacy, because what's going on the radio is not what's going on in front of you and physically. It really helps to have a headset of some kind with a mic on it, which reply to the calls that you have to make. And then having a way to unplug it real quickly so that when somebody wants a question to go from one official to the next official, it goes real fast.
They're
hearing. So there is different situations call for different things, but I do agree that you can hear better with a microphone or a headset. And sometimes the speaker's better for people to hear you.
Okay.
Wonder Ann, could I ask you to go back can I ask you to move back from your microphone a little bit? Oh, I can hear you breathing.
Am I doing that? I must. They keep blocking me up. Okay, thank you for. I'm like right on it.
Okay. Sounds good.
You don't like my snorting.
Well, I can hear you, boy. I know when you're snorting.
Well, it's funny. I can't. When it's on, I have to put it on mic for you to be able to hear me, because when I have it on non-mic, people hear me, but I can't hear them. So it's very confusing to me. So is that better? My breathing?
Nope, you're not breathing anymore. I don't know what happened.
I'm turning blue over here.
Okay.
I'm dreaming of a blue Christmas. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong song.
Okay, anything else wondering?
This is an interesting program that I'm a net control on. It is the Aries, /Races, RACES, which is your special needs program, and they always give a training. He's teaching us always. He's always teaching us something. He says I have something like 250 pages in which it gives a little lesson, and he does it only for like 10 to 20 minutes at the most. And it's a lot of it is that we've had recently is about being prepared for an emergency with your backup power source, with your ability to take notes as it is dictated. I'll just make that a short note. No, if it says, I am at XYZ corner, you write down, I am at XYZ corner. And that's part of what we learned on the test, so I thought it was very interesting to get it another way. What do you think of that information? Over.
I think it's very good. And that's how you learn, is by hearing that in the nets, and then by actually going out and helping out with things. And there's no better place to go help out that I could see than to be connected with some government organization. RACES is a government-sponsored organization. And that's good. We get communicators who know what's going on. And they practice, and they practice, and they practice. And the other place is going and helping out with an event that they want ham radios to be the communications arm. So if you see a local event, you usually hear about those in your ham club. And that's why it's good to get on a ham club mailing list, so that you can be ready and say, okay, I want to help. And they say, well, we need some hams on next Saturday to help with this bike ride. Are you willing to help? Oh, yeah, I'd love to do it. And then you go out and see how you do. And it's quite refreshing to see what you do and you really don't know yet, and how well you can function in the area. And it kind of sharpens your skills, because you see what places that you maybe feel that you need a little more practice, or you need to rethink some things that you did. Maybe your equipment's not working right, or it doesn't work the way you thought it would. All of these things come into play. So good advice. Okay, anything else?
Well, this is KWXG, KW4XG. Again, on what you just said, when you go out to these different things, you've got to have a handheld then, don't you? Should you have your little antenna on your helmet or what?
No, you can have a helmet with an antenna on it. That's just one guy who did that. His name was
Rick. I think it's brilliant.
It was interesting. But you want to tailor what your radio is. I've seen guys that they're doing net control. So they set up a radio outside underneath some shade, and they run it off a battery that they've already charged. It's a big battery, so it'll run it all day. And they run net control off of there. And net control consists in the one I've seen a north net and a south net, because not everybody can reach all of the repeaters from north or south. But while they're up there in north or south, they can hit the north repeaters or the south repeaters as appropriately. But I usually go, I have a milk crate that I put a full mobile ham radio dual band, and I set it up to do different things that are used for that bike ride, or that bike ride, you know, set up support of that bike ride. So I use that in the van or in the truck, whatever I'm riding in, and I powered off the truck's battery and electrical system, and it gets me out, because I'm using 35, 40, 50 watts. But as soon as my official, who I'm supposed to be working with and communicating for, as soon as he gets out of the truck, I have to do a bunch of switches and disconnect the battery on my HT, put my regular battery on, and then get out with him and be just a few feet behind him. So I don't want to lose where he's at, but I got to be pretty quick. And then what I do is I set my radio in the truck to be a repeater for my handheld. And so that gets me out a little further. So it all depends on what the situation is, and every situation is different. Does that answer your question?
It gives me a far better picture, and I appreciate that fuller picture. I know you've said it before, but it didn't make sense. Now it's starting to make sense to me, so I get what you get what you're doing.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah,
go ahead. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or anything they want to say? Or ask?
This is Mary, if I may. I have a question.
Oh, you bet.
If you guys know, if there were to be like an energy wave, what are they, EMPs, if there was something that were to hit the grid, should these be protected in a Faraday cage of some sort, your microwave oven, is this little handheld thing something that'll fry with everything else?
Oh, absolutely. It will fry if you have a sufficient amount of EMP and eddy currents inside of the radio. It will fry. If you're not using it, put it in a Faraday cage. If you are using it, that's what you have. If you have two of them because they're so cheap, keep one in the Faraday cage and then use the other and then trade them out.
That sounds like a smart idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
you're not there yet. Work on getting the radio and the accessories, getting your ham license. Work on that first.
Yes, that's what I'm. When we get off this call, I'm ordering all that. That's why I went through it.
Okay, all right.
So thank you. I appreciate it.
And Mary, this is Wanda Duran. I want to give you encouragement, even though you're feeling that you're overwhelmed with this electronics, taking it one step at a time, as Terry and Jan are showing you, it gets simpler and simpler in just doing the handling. And when if you can go on that hamradiotest.com program and just do the one test, you will have that freedom then to speak on a handheld, and you'll get a little more. It's we're eating an elephant one bite at a time. You've now taken a good bite, and now you're putting a mustard on it when you get off the phone by ordering. So you're doing good. But I want to just keep encouraging you. Just do the simplest test. The first one is the simplest, and they teach it to you in this hamtest.com, because it really is the better way to go.
Okay, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. I will do it. You guys have all been great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being interested.
I'm glad that I hung in there, because I really was a little gun-shy. And you know what? The worst that can happen is that I don't succeed. I fail at it, but I only fail if I don't try again. So
correct.
I made the decision to go ahead and So now I'm going to have an adventure. That's all.
That's great. Well, thank you. I want to thank
you all.
Everyone. Is there anybody? Does anybody have anything else they want to say? Because I need to go ahead and close that sentence.
I just want to tell everybody that if you're retired, you're actually in a new career, and that career is spelled F-U-N, Forever Unlimited Newness. And if you can't, like Mary, you're finding newness in so much. And if everyone gets that concept, everything we do every day is new. We've never been in that day before. And so find it exciting. Learn something new. Do something new. It's forever unlimited newness. Enjoy it. I yield. Sorry.
Well said. Well said, Wondrian. Thank you very much.
Jeez,
okay.
You know what? If I can, I was asking about this, like an EMP. I'm going to back up a minute. Ever since they put the smart meters on the houses, there was a power surge, and certain things in my house, I'm going to say, blew out.
Mm-hmm.
My water machine did, power strip, my son's, one of his speakers of a 5 surround sound. So it was sporadic. I don't know if there's something in each thing, if there's a chip that attracted it. The rest was protected. I had things on power surges that got fried. And we just were finding it over a few month time period. If I were to have this plugged in, being a newer, apparatus.
Think of it just like a computer. If you have a computer that's just plugged into the wall, any power surge that hits your electrical system from the grid is going to affect that computer, either good or bad. If you had it plugged into a surge suppressor, like a power strip, the MOVs inside can only hold so much energy, and when they hit the limit, they're done, and it's not helping you anymore. It might still work, but it's not helping you anymore. The next step up is an uninterruptible power supply, which the battery is actually driving it, and nothing goes through there except that it tries to power the battery. And it's set up to where it'll fail before it ever gets the battery. And it just turns on a signal that says, okay, I'm on battery. You better finish up whatever you're doing and get off because I'm toast. So it's whatever you build and whatever that you're used to the precautions you're used to taking to protect your computer, that's the same thing you want to do here if you have an opportunity. And with that, I need to close.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, now, you know what, the power strip, we had a power strip with a commercial outlet plugged into it.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the things that fried. It actually sparked and flamed. A power strip.
The power protection in a power strip is called an MOV, and I forget what MOV stands for. Jan, you got an idea?
I forget just, what they
are. Yeah, and that can only absorb so many joules of energy before it fries itself. And so if you've been using a power strip, if you've been using a power strip for the last 3, 4, 5 years, it's probably not doing you any good at all. There's no difference between plugging everything into the wall. It's like an extension cord at that point. It's not protecting you from anything.
How about, it was sporadic. There was no rhyme or reason. So, and that's why I thought, geez, maybe it had something to do with newer technology that might have a chip in it or something.
Well,
but as you were talking, I remember the power strip.
Sometimes they do. And it just all depends. And,
okay.
And depending upon what company you bought it from, depending upon how cautious they were and what kind of circuitry they put in, it leads to different things happening to different things at different times and how much power is coming down in the surge. Anyway, I need to
thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah,
I need to close the net. This is KI0RE, Terry, in Colorado. We have this net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I would encourage everybody to join at any time that they can. And please contact your clubs, contact hands, and anybody else you think might do well by hearing all of this. This is KI0RE. The net is now closed. Thank you very much, Jen, for helping out.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks.